Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Jesus has a very challenging gospel for us this morning, where we hear all these things, where you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, and then he gives a new commandment. And to the practicing Jew, this was a very difficult thing for them to hear, that Jesus was in somehow changing the law that they had heard. And so, yeah, they have heard those laws before, and it came from God through the lawgiver, Moses. And so who is it that, what gives you authority to change the way that we have believed these things to come down to us? And so it makes a huge difference who you believe Jesus to be. If you believe Jesus to be just another good man, then maybe you question whether or not what he's saying has the same authority as the readings that you might find the teaching in the Old Testament. But if you believe Jesus to be the Son of God, then you know that whatever he is saying to you through these readings has more validity, more truth than what we see in the Old Testament. One of the key readings to understand Jesus' authority is the Transfiguration, that we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration every year. Jesus going up on the mountain, Tabor, he is transfigured in front of his disciples, his friends, and his clothes become dazzling white. And there, standing next to him, appear Moses and Elijah. Why are those two witnesses important? Moses is the lawgiver. Elijah is seen as the greatest among all the prophets. And these are the two pillars of authority in Jewish faith. Why should you listen to the rabbis or the scribes? Because they are experts studying Mosaic law, studying what the prophets have revealed to Israel. And so the two pillars of authority become Moses and Elijah. And so these are the two primary witnesses of this transfiguration and the voice that comes from heaven. This is my beloved son, you listen to him. And so Jesus has the authority to give us a new law or a new commandment or to better fully understand what the old law was really all about. And so as we hear this gospel reading, Jesus said, I didn't come to change or abolish the old law, but to fulfill it. And so all of these commandments that we hear Jesus speak today is a fulfillment of the Old Testament commandment. And what we see, it is not enough for us merely to avoid sin. We need to change from the inside. And so you may struggle with a decision and end up doing the right thing, but there's still a problem with our hearts in the fact that we had to struggle with whether it was right or wrong. And so Jesus says, it's not enough that we don't harm our brother, but if we are angry with him, we are still sinning in our hearts. And so this tendency to sin, we call it a concupiscence. It's something that comes from the original sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve. And all of us, I think, struggle with this tendency to sin. And even though we don't sin on the outside, on the inside, sometimes we're really struggling, if we're honest, aren't we? And thank goodness that we believe or have a doctrine of purgatory, where we believe that even the inside, our heart's desires, will be cleansed through this experience before we get to heaven of purgatory. Wouldn't it be nice if we could say that all of the commandments are easy because we don't desire them? We don't desire the sin. And so all the commandments are easy. You know, for most people, when I ask them, which is the toughest of the Ten Commandments? How about that commandment, thou shalt not kill? Any of you really struggle with that? Most people say, no, I don't really want to kill anybody. That's the easy one. And even if it weren't in the Ten Commandments, I still wouldn't kill anybody because I have no desire in my heart to do that. And so wouldn't it be nice if we could say the same for all of the Ten Commandments? Well, one day when we are united with God, we will be able to say that because God's going to cleanse our hearts in such a way that we will desire only what's good, that our hearts are going to be aligned with God's heart when we're in heaven. Wouldn't it make sense for us to have sinful thoughts in heaven? I mean, if we were in heaven having sinful thoughts, we would, we would stink up the place, so to speak. And so it wouldn't be heaven for us if we were struggling. And so heaven is a place of perfection, and even our hearts will be made perfect. To the degree that we can live Jesus' gospel that we see today is to the degree that we're prepared to enter heaven. As we struggle with these sins in our heart, it shows our need for purification.